Chandelier. That was Three Divas at 11 o'clock on BBC Radio 2. And joining us in the studio, a diva of comedy, may I say. My second guest tonight, a comedian who's been part of our lives for, how long have you been on the telly?
Donkey's years.
Donkey's years, is that the official amount of time?
I first went on the telly in 1988.
Oh, what's that? That Chris, you're good at maths. What was that?
Well, it's 2018.
Yeah, that's quite an easy one, isn't it?
Yeah.
How many?
40 years? No.
I think it's fair to say now you've transitioned into national treasure status, Jo.
National disgrace, please. I don't think I have quite.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, don't say that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jo Brand is in the studio. Is it Josephine, Joanne?
It is Josephine.
Josephine,
yeah. Is it?
Does anyone call you Josephine?
Not really. My mum used to when she was cross. But she's not very cross these days.
Right.
So, you know. But now you have to guess which character I was named after in a novel.
Oh. Is it very highbrow?
I don't know. No, not really.
Josephine.
Now, when you say novel, do you mean sort of The Very Hungry Caterpillar, that type of thing?
No, that's a children's book, isn't it?
Yes, still challenging in its own way.
Yeah, it was named after Josephine, the other caterpillar in The Very Hungry Caterpillar. No, it's about four sisters, and it's set in America, and it's during the Civil
War. Little Women?
Yes, indeed.
Ah, yeah. Well, there you go. And do you feel like you're part of the national furniture? Do you feel like you're sort of...
I feel like I'm a great big comfy sofa. Well, I don't know, really. I have been knocking around for a long time. And, you know, I was a bit worried because I always think, like, once you get a bit older, especially if you're a woman, someone just comes and pushes you off the edge of a building at a certain age. So I was
they offer you a damehood. I mean, it's one or the other.
No, I think actors get damehoods, but not comedians.
Oh, I don't know. Billy Connolly got a damehood, didn't he? Or the equivalent.
He's a lady, though.
You know what
I
mean?
Yes. Is he a sir? Yes.
I'm sure he is.
Yes, he is.
Lenny Henry's a sir.
That's true.
Good.
You've got to be the if you maybe you need to be the first dame comedian.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. We'll all write letters on your behalf.
I'll save up.
Yeah. Are you still doing much stand-up?
I'm mainly kind of doing sort of one-off charity gigs at the moment.
Right.
I did go on tour a few years ago, but I've been so busy that I love touring, but I just don't like being away from home. So that doesn't quite work, the two of them, really.
I guess I would imagine as one gets a little bit older, I say that as someone who's getting older themselves, the comforts of home are
I know,
are
and you
more
have to
alluring.
Take someone with you to take you to the toilet. You know, it's stressful.
Yeah.
And I can't remember any of my set anymore. Good evening, it's hard.
And it's with the churn of material. I've thought very challenging for a stand-up.
I'm not a churner.
Right.
I'm a getter away with her. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of churners. They're all blokes.
Right.
And they're mainly single blokes because they have time to sit there day after day for hours writing new material.
Writing jokes.
I have about 10 minutes a week.
Right.
And so consequently, I think I'll just put a couple of different words in this joke and people will think it's new.
Do you think stand-up's changed over the years? Do you think it is changing?
Has it
turning
changed?
Into something else? Or?
Yeah, I think it goes in kind of, you know, in it's sort of circular, really. When I started, it was all We Hate Men and Man the Barricades,
right.
You know. And then we went into kind of the 90s and it was all kind of a little bit more observational, kind of like American comedy.
Yeah.
And then sort of like jokes about women and mother-in-laws crept back in for a bit.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of changed again because you have comics like Bridget Christie and Sarah Pascoe. There's a lot more kind of women who are just like elbowing their way in and making room for themselves on the stage, which I think is great, you know.
Do you think Me Too is hitting the comedy?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think if comedy was going to do Me Too, they'd do something a bit more entertaining than wearing a black dress. I mean, you know, I'm not sort of dissing Me Too because
no.
I actually think identifying with that probably is quite dangerous if you're a Hollywood actress because, you know, your sort of potential roles are at risk, aren't they?
Mm.
So I admire the women that did that and I think it's a good way to support them. But I think if women in comedy did it, we'd have to kind of dress up as Mr. Blobby, Mrs. Blobby, you know, or something comedy, really.
You haven't seen Hannah Gadsby's Nanette that's doing
no.
that? Yeah, that's it. It almost goes beyond comedy and into sort of social commentary, really, I guess. But I suppose the two are linked.
Yeah, well, I think actually there's a lot more of that these days. I mean, I'm a total one-liner merchant.
Right.
Just basically doing jokes about my husband while he's at home looking after the kids.
Right.
But these days, it's kind of a lot more intelligent than that.
Yeah.
I don't understand much of it, really.
You don't need to. You're a national treasure.
Absolutely.
You can do what you like.
I'm hoping you to go in a home soon, so that's all right.
Well, you could do the entertainment in the home.
That's a good idea.
Weekly show, that'd be lovely.
You brought down Quentin Letts quite nicely on How I Get News For You.
I love a male journalist. Not M-A-L-E, M-A-I-L.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Don't we all? Yes. We are going to play a record, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to you about the fact that you've written a movie.
Yeah.
Written an actual movie. But hold that for now. Because right now, we've got to listen to Would You Believe Rick Astley? Would You Believe Rick Astley has got another record out?
A new record.
That's great, yes. He's kind of had a renaissance, hasn't he?
I had no idea. This is exciting, genuinely exciting.
Well, let's have a listen. This is Beautiful Life.